A very good evening. Welcome along to another edition of The Score. Coming up on tonight's programme, we'll hear from three clubs that are involved in the national stage of the FAI Junior Cup. Coghill Celtic, Buncrana Hearts and Letterkenny Rovers all have away ties this weekend. And it's also a big weekend in the Ulster Senior Football Club Championship, with Niamh Connell and Holders Glen being our feature game on Saturday from Healy Park in Omagh. We'll be previewing that tie and the other semi-final between Scotstown and Trullick with Michael McMullen of the Gaelic Life. And it's with that football we begin the FAI Junior Cup, the opening round of the national stage of the competition. Three sides from the county, two from the Inishowen League and one from the Donegal Junior League, have progressed through and are all facing away ties. And they could be tricky and difficult away ties as well. Coming up, we'll hear from Coghill Celtic. They're away to Arlington and Port Laois. Letterkenny Rovers also on the road. They go to the 2018 winners, North End United in Wexford. But first of all, we're going to hear from Inishowen side Buncrana Hearts. They are heading to Westmeath. Mullingar Athletic of the opposition on Sunday for the Buncrana side. And remember, Buncrana had a good run in the competition last year where they made it to the quarter-final stage. Lost out, unfortunately, to St Michael's, who ended up going all the way to the final, but they would lose out on final day. But Buncrana are looking to go better than how they managed last year in the competition. Their manager is Gary Duffy, and this week he's been speaking to Highlands' Chris Ashmore.
Well, Gary, FAI Junior Cup, three Donegal teams still in it, all drawn away from home. You're making the trip to Mullingar Athletic. I think it's fair to say most people in Donegal probably don't know too much about Mullingar Athletic. Have you been able to do a little bit of homework on the opposition?
Well, a bit of homework on them, yeah, as we've tried to do the last couple of years on these kind of games. So I've got one or two analysis of them, and just spoke to a couple of people around the league that they play in. So a few of the reports are matching up, so we've a bit of an idea how they set up and what their strengths and weaknesses are to date.
Now, you had to get out of Donegal. The standard in Donegal is pretty high. The league that they're playing in, obviously to get into the fourth round of the Junior Cup, they must be half decent.
Yeah, correct. As you all know, Chris, the Junior Cup's a big cup. We got a tough coming out of there, and the draws, we got Always at home, and we played Greencastle at home. Two different types of teams, always very dogged team, always very hard to beat. Well set up. Greencastle have lots of qualities all over the pitch. Can beat anybody on their day. So look, two tough draws to get out. And as you say, look, Mullingar is in the next round as well. So they have to be taken serious. They're not in there for no reason.
Now, last year you had a great run in the Cup, got to the quarterfinals, and losing out narrowly to St Michael's, it really could have gone either way in a memorable quarterfinal clash. You know, afterwards, you looked back on that, it was one that got away, you could have got through. Has this been a factor for, as you sort of motivate the players going into this game? I mean, can you go that bit further this year?
Yeah, well, look, that's what we're out for, but you're correct about the one that got away from my time as a manager at the club, just almost 2.5 years. That's the one that flashes back on you. Some days, just out of the blue, bang. And look, I know when I spoke to that day after the game, that was a referee or a linesman decision that gave the penalty, and I was saying that made the biggest call in the game, and they ended up winning. But at the same time, when you look back on it, we had two massive chances that day, which, unlike them, big Sean Mullen, who must have two of them. And big games, you have to score them chances, and if you don't, they come back to bite you, and that's what happened to us that day.
But you certainly have the belief. I mean, maybe Inishowen teams in the past may have thought, you know, can we win the Junior Cup? But we've looked at teams, you know, including Glengad in recent times. There's been a great amount of quality coming out of Inishowen, and I mean, why not? I mean, it's a tough competition. Obviously, Coghill and Letterkenny Rovers will want to have a good run as well. But Buncrana, I mean, given your form of late, the given the league title, how well you did in the cup, you know, the lads must know you're certainly in with a shout.
Look, you don't want to get carried away, as I keep saying, you can't speak to you, take one game at a time. But yeah, look, them big games, they stick to you for the following year and the year after. Look, we've lost five or six players, but the boys that came in have fitted in really well, and you're correct about the talent that they've shown. Like, Glengad dominated them, shown for years. Greencastle had their time and got runs going in the cup, and like, Annishone's a hotbed for football, always has been. Oscar Trainer teams won in All Ireland, getting bitten in Ireland finals, getting the latter stages. So look, that proves to you that Annishone football is strong, and that's been proven for a long number of years, and long may it last. It's only going to get stronger with the intermediate gone in the area of Donegal. But aye, for definitely them big games stand you, and sometimes when you lose them big games, you learn a lot more out of them as well, and it makes you better, and it makes you stronger, and you learn from your mistakes, and the younger lads get to develop more, and they mature more by playing them big games and in front of big crowds, and people having goals at you on the street about how well you're doing stuff. That's brilliant for the group. And look, let's hope that run we had last year is carried with us on the bus and in Castle Park when we're competing, and hopefully won this game and get into the hat for the next round.
Now, as you mentioned there, you've lost the guts of half a dozen players from last season. So, you know, to be going so well, it's a testimony to yourself and the players that have come in that it doesn't seem to have affected you at all on the playing field.
We lost six starters, and we lost the goalkeeper and three out of the back four, all to one goal, and that's hard to replace. And it was quality that we lost. We lost the Annishone League Player of the Year. We lost the Club Player of the Year, Club Captain. Rory, obviously, the goalkeeper. So the boys that come in, to be fair, like, I can't fault them. And the group that we have, if you're willing to sacrifice and put in the hours and commit to it and buy into what we're looking to do, well, then you'll fit in and you'll be welcome. And it should work out for you if you're willing to put the head down and do what's asked. Look, we've set standards, myself and John Lockton, when we came in and set a marker down with the players that we signed. And thankfully, to date, that the lads are giving us everything. Look, we've lost one game, and I think maybe 12 or 13 matches 2 weeks ago against Cockhill. It was a 2-1 match. Look, Cockhill played as if they won the game on the day. And look, that's football. You get over it and you move on.
Yeah. Now, those goals against Cockhill, the first goals you'd conceded in the league, so that obviously suggests that your defence is very, very strong.
Aye, first, we're almost at the halfway point there. We've conceded the two against Cockhill, and we conceded two there on Sunday against Daly. It was a 5-2 game, but look, you were at the game yourself, Chris, the Cockhill game, taking no away from Cockhill. Unless we get the first goal we've conceded this year, that's for sure. That was a free goal, direct from a corner at the front post too. And look, that's football. We had a good chat about that game after the match, and we're going to hope that doesn't happen again.
Now, for the Mullingar game, do you alter your training during the week? Is there anything that you'll do differently for this match?
Aye, look, we'll just go in and train. Train as normal. Look, and when you go into the FAI Junior Cup, that's a different type of football. You're coming up against possibly some ex-League of Ireland players, and you're coming up against maybe a more older, mature player who's played football for a long time. You're coming up against boys that you don't really know much. You're coming up against officials that you're unsure of. You're coming into grounds that you've never played in. So you have to prepare them for that. And also with the travel, it's a long shift down the road. So that also prepared your eating and stuff like that. And look, we'll go through our usual stuff on Thursday night, walk over stuff and get our sets and stuff like that. But look, in general now, we won't change much. But as I said, them key factors I've mentioned here, we'll speak at length about them.
Yeah. Now, I was looking at their ground, Gainstown. They seem to have a great setup there. I think they've about five pitches. There is a mixture of astro and grass pitches. I presume the game will be on grass. Do you know that?
Yeah, I spoke to a guy, Paul Murray, today about that. At the moment, it's on grass, obviously, weather permitted. If the weather stays dry and we'll be going to the grass, and if not, look, they have the option of the astro, which is great mentally for us, knowing that you're going down the road, that the game's going to be on no matter what. You're not going to be waiting a late pitch call or a change of a venue. So we know the ground we're going to. And obviously, we all take where we play. But yeah, they have the grass and they have the astro, which looks to be a phenomenal setup down there. Look, what we're aiming for ourselves within the next few years with the application put in for the funding for the astro. So that's that's the road we're looking to go down. We're going to have grass and Astro here ourselves at Castle Park in the very near future.
Yeah, now I suspect there'll be a decent crowd in Mullingar for this game. I think it's their 40th anniversary year, and I was reading they have a club membership of over 700. And I suppose you'll also have a few fans going down to provide the support?
Without a doubt, I just keep saying to you, any time of these conversations with you, Chris, the fans, supporters and the club members around Buncombe and Hearts have been phenomenal to this group of people. And look, to be fair, the boys have given something to be phenomenal about and give them something to cheer about for a few years. So look, they'll be coming down. I know there's some people taking their Sunday and driving down with some of their kids and some of their family and making a day out of it, and there's ones going on a bus as well. Look, that's a testament to where the club is and where the people's mindset is off the pitch as well. And it's great for the lads because they can tell you, look, it gives them a buzz, and sometimes some of them travel with us on the bus, the older group of boys who would have played in big games like this, like Andy Doherty, Andy Hayden, Johnny Dare, and people like that would travel down with, and the bond that them boys have with the younger lads and the stories that they tell on the buses, that's great for the younger lads to buy into it, and that's a great bit of bonding from the outside next players.
And finally, Gary, just how important is it that you have that strength and depth in the squad? Because a late substitute, heavy conditions, you know, the people on the bench can certainly play a part.
Oh, massive in this competition that you've got. You've got depth right through the squad, and look, I feel we do have depth right through the squad, even with the players that we lost. We've replaced, as I said there a month ago, the bench is strong. We've done Callum Gillen right with a long-term ankle injury. Other than that, we should have everybody raring to go. Aaron McDade's struggling with things that are growing at the moment. He's just attending the physio, so he's 50-50, but other than that, there we have depth in the squad, and you're correct, especially in the away games with the bus, the legs getting tired, stuff like that. So you need the depth in the squad to go on it, maybe to win the game or keep the game in your hands, depending on how it's going. But that's really important, yeah.
Well, Gary, we wish you and Buncrana Hearts every success in your game against Mullingar Athletic on Sunday.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate that.
That's Gary Duffy speaking to Chris Ashmore as Buncrana Hearts head to Westmeath to play Mullingar this coming weekend. Well, Cockhill Celtic, of course, have been or were the top team at intermediate level in Donegal for the last 10 years and unfortunately lost out in that FAI Intermediate Cup final last year. But due to no level of that football still being in the Northwest, Cockhill were forced to drop down to junior football, and with their intermediate background, they are obviously seen as one of, if not the favourites for the FAI Junior Cup this year. Cockhill are the current leaders in the Premier Division of the Inishowen League, and away from league action, they're making the trip south, and a long trip it is too, to County Laois. Portlaoise is the town. Arlington AFC are the opposition for Cockhill this weekend, and getting a preview with Highlands' Chris Ashmore has been the Cockhill manager, Gavin Cullen.
Gavin Cullen, manager of Cockhill Celtic, another away trip for you. You've certainly clocked up the miles the last few years. This time it's Junior Cup action, Arlington down in Portlaoise. Do you know much about your opponents?
No, very little, Chris, to be honest. It's sort of a trip on the unknown for us. Generally, when we've been away in the Media Cup, we've got a lot of information on the teams we're playing, and this game here has sort of been difficult to get much information, to be totally honest.
I was just looking at your cup record down through the years. Since you took charge of Cockhill, and certainly in recent seasons, you probably nearly had more cup games than league games when the Ulster Senior League began to shrink.
Yeah, look, in general, I think we had over the years, look, there's been, and this is my eighth season, so seven full seasons in charge. We've played in a hell of a lot of cup finals, cup semi-finals. I can't recall being knocked out in the early stages of any competitions at any year. So generally, we've always had one or two finals every season. Last year, we got the final of every competition we entered. So that was obviously a brilliant year. Could have been better, but look, overall, we have to look back and say it was really, really good. So generally, like, we've won doubles, we've won trebles. It was only a couple of years that we actually only won a league only in that period. So look, overall, we're used to going deep in the competitions, for sure.
Now, I note Paddy Power bookmakers have you down as clear favourites to win the Junior Cup. Does that put any pressure on you?
I don't think so. Look, we were always slightly outsiders in the intermediate. We didn't pay much attention to that neither. We've always a decent belief in our squad and our players, and this season's no different. So, like, we go into every game believing we can win the game, no matter what the opposition. So, look, whatever the bookmakers make of it, that's so be it. There's nothing we can do about it. But on the day, we could win the game, we could lose the game, we don't know. Because I said earlier, we're going to be a complete unknown here in terms of pitches, facilities, the opposition. So look, we just don't know at this point. But look, it's nice to be seen as favourites, I suppose, as recognition for our achievements over the years. But at the same time, I don't read too much into that.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, given having gone so close in the Intermediate Cup, little surprise that many people do fancy Coghill. Now, that said, the FAI Junior Cup, in recent years, the FAI changing things, that the four semi-finalists from the Junior Cup were getting into the FAI Senior Cup. And, you know, that shows that, and we know in many parts of the country, there are junior teams that are pretty much on a par with intermediate sides.
Oh, absolutely. Even now in Donegal, look, because this season we have no intermediate league, obviously the likes of ourselves and all in the Junior Cup, like, is obviously, we still believe that we're intermediate quality players, so which we do. You know, so obviously there's parts of the country that don't have intermediate football, so their top tier football is their junior league. And obviously there'll be some very, very strong sides, in the country. And we'll obviously, if we get far in the competition, we'll probably come to meet some of them sides as well.
Still 64 teams involved in the competition. We've Muncrana Hearts, we've Letterkenny Rovers and yourselves from Donegal. And just looking at some of the other names there, for people who would follow junior and even intermediate football, there's plenty of household names there. There's even Cabinteely FC, Ballyfermot United, Malahide United, Tralee Dynamos, Peak Villa. It's a very tough competition, but all you can do is take one game at a time.
That's all you can do to log any competition. I've always said it over the years, look, home draws are massive in these competitions. Unfortunately, ourselves, Muncrana and Letterkenny are all away this weekend, which is not ideal for any of us with no travel, the cost accommodation, stuff like that, you know. But look, we have to do it the hard way if we have to. Look, you say in this, the last 64, I think we've played maybe 3-4 rounds already to get to this point. So there's a lot of football in this competition, a lot of rounds, and to get to the latter stages will be a serious achievement. Obviously, we're aiming to try and win it, but if we don't get to the semi-finals, it'll be nice to get back in the FA Senior Cup. Look, we've been in that this last maybe, I think we've been at 6 of the last 7 years we've qualified for the FA Senior Cup, which is a huge achievement as well. So look, that'll be our aim as well this season, is trying to get back into that.
Yeah, and looking at your squad and injuries and player availability, do you hope to be near full strength for the game against Arlington?
I think Jay Bradley's going to probably certainly out. Adam Duffy, we're hoping that he'll train on Friday night and come through that. He's been out for the last few weeks again. Oisín McColligan's 50-50, but I think he'll hopefully be available. Paddy Slevin's coming back in training now, so hopefully over the next few weeks he'll be involved. So that should be it. All or not, I'm expecting everybody to be raring to go, you know.
And finally, you're going into it, Gavin, and on the back of a great run of form already this season and knocking in the goals with some regularity.
We are. Look, we're starting to find a bit of form. The first 3 or 4 weeks of the season, we were finding our feet, tough with some tough games, and teams were really putting it up to us, to be honest, and fair play. I think over the last month or 5 or 6 weeks, I think with the players, you can see it in training, they're sort of finding their levels and finding their form again, and hopefully that continues now right through to Christmas, come this weekend. No, we have good firepower, the likes of Garvin, Corey, Jay Bradley, Adam Duffy, Luke Rudden. You know, they're all capable of scoring goals. Like, and we've goals from throughout the team. Lee's obviously chipping on his goals this season, you know, and some of the other defenders as well. So look, Adam McLaughlin's chipping on a goal. So we have goals throughout the team, and long may it continue. Look, we work hard in training on attacking and putting pressure on teams, and that's the way we play. And we enjoy scoring goals as well.
Many thanks for giving us your time, Gavin, and we wish you every success against Arlington on Sunday.
Thanks very much, Chris.
That's Gavin Cullen speaking with Highland Radio ahead of that FAI Junior Cup game, which is taking place on Sunday down in Portlaoise against Arlington. The third team from the county that's involved is the only side from the Donegal Junior League left in the competition as it goes to the national stage, and that is Letterkenny Rovers. Rovers, of course, another of the intermediate clubs who have now been playing junior football here in the Northwest. They moved a lot of their intermediate players into the side that played in Division 1 of the Donegal Junior League last year, and now they're in the FAI Junior Cup and they're in the national stage of the competition, but they've got stiff opposition to come this weekend. North End United from Wexford will be the opposition for the Donegal side, and North End won the competition a number of years ago. Letterkenny manager is Stephen McConnell, and he's been explaining to Chris Ashmore about what the opponents will be like for them come Sunday.
We've tried to do a wee bit of homework. We seem to know a lot of their players. There are a lot of ex-League Ireland players in their team, and they won this competition 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah, I think, as I said, we know a wee bit about them, but again, we haven't seen them, so we just kind of know about he played League Ireland and so on.
For Letterkenny Rovers, this is a huge competition to be in. The club reached the Intermediate Cup final a few years ago. You've dropped from Ulster Senior League status, intermediate status, to the junior level, as have Cockhill Celtic. And, you know, who's to say Donegal clubs and the strength of Donegal soccer, you could go on quite a run?
Yeah, hopefully. I think, ourselves and Cockhill and even Buncrana Hearts were the last three remaining from the county. Now, I know the other two are affiliated to the NHL League, but yeah, look, we're not just in this competition for a bit of crack. Like, we're in here to try and compete, and I'm not saying we're going to go on and win it, but the expectation is to go as far as we can and take one game at a time. But we'll be up against it on Sunday, but like, all we can do is prepare the team for what we think we know about them and the pitch. It's quite a large pitch, but we'll prepare as best we can. I'm sure they're probably asking a couple of questions to people about our players and our team and how we set up.
So far in the Cup, things have gone fairly well. You've had tough enough games, but you've come through them.
Yeah, well, like, there's no easy games. Like, you were down, and I looked that day we played them, and they put it up against us. And yeah, we got a 1-0 win, which was a great result against them away from home. And I was happy to take the same result this Sunday.
Yeah. The size of your squad is important, particularly in Cup competitions, because the extra demands there. I presume the game will go to extra time if required.
As far as I know, it does, yeah. We're going down on Saturday. We're travelling on Saturday. We're staying in a hotel outside Wexford town. So we're taking a squad of 20 with us. Now, again, you can only name 18, but you're going to bring them by just in case the worst case scenario happens, say something happens in a warm-up or something. So we're going to prepare as best we can. 20 boys down, try and keep the spirits high and stuff like that there, and look forward to the game on Sunday.
Yeah. Now, Wexford wouldn't be renowned as being a hotbed of soccer, but certainly in the League of Ireland, you know, they have a team now that's well-established, and you mentioned there that North End United have a number of former League of Ireland players, and some of those who play in Wexford have in the past also played with Waterford and even the old Kildare County team, and the opposition could well be formidable.
Yeah, from what I'm told, they're a seasoned team. They're quite tall, and they're well drilled. Like, they didn't win this competition without being a well drilled side. So, a couple of years ago, so they still have a lot of experience and actually garnering players, and to fall down into that there, like, there's no one to mini football in there. Well, there is up in Leinster or Dublin or whatever, but there's the Wexford League seems to be very strong. That's one thing I was told by a couple of people. So these boys will fancy themselves this weekend.
Still 64 teams in the FAI Junior Cup, even though we're in round four. It's a very hard competition to go on and win. So what does it mean for you? What does it mean for Letterkenny Rovers if you can go on a good cup adventure in this year?
Oh, brilliant for like camaraderie in the team. And as I said, we didn't enter these competitions for no reason. Like, we entered them to challenge ourselves and try and be the best version of ourselves that we can be and go far. Try and go lift some silverware. You have to aim high. As you said, the club were in an Intermediate Cup final a couple of years ago, and we'll have to see this one here as a cup that we think we can really challenge in. But again, we're going to be up against it on Sunday. We're going to be away from home against a team we don't know a lot about in their area. So we can just prepare as best we can. But yeah, a good cup run would mean everything to the club, and who knows how far we'd go. We just have to make sure we perform our best on Sunday.
Well, we wish you the best of luck and many thanks for joining us, Stephen McConnell. All the best in your game against North End United.
No problem. Thank you, Chris.
That's Stephen McConnell, manager of Letterkenny Rovers, looking forward to their FAI Junior Cup tie against North End United. And we wish Letterkenny, Coghill and Buncrana the very best of luck in their respective matches this weekend, flying the flag for the Inishowen and the Donegal Junior Leagues. Well, there is, of course, action in Inishowen and the Donegal Junior League this weekend. It's going to start tomorrow night, Friday, with a game in Division 3 of the Saturday League. It's playing Friday night at 8 o'clock. Letterkenny Rovers Reserves playing Fannage United Reserves. There's a limited programme of games taking place on a Saturday, and there's also some matches taking place in the Donegal Junior League on Sunday as well. Some of the standout games, Fannage United, who are currently joined first with St Catharines, head to Cadger Rovers. And with St Catharines not playing, Fannin have the opportunity to go top on their own. And Donegal Town can also move top of Division 1 with Letterkenny in cup action. Donegal Town are at home to Bunnaby United, and a win there would move Donegal Town to the summit of Division 2 again. There is matches as well being played in Inishowen. Three games in the Premier Division. The leaders are Coghill and Buncrana, who are involved in the FAI Junior Cup. But it's going to give the chasing pack an opportunity to close the gap. Joint third, Glengarry United are at Aile, and the other side, which shares third spot, are Cairn FC, and they play host to Clonmany Shamrock. So just some of the standout ties this weekend locally, soccer-wise, here in the Northwest. Okay, you're tuned to the Score programme on Highland this Thursday evening. We're going to go for a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be focusing in on Gaelic games in the semi-finals of the Ulster Club Football Championship. Welcome back to The Score as we focus in on Gaelic games. And at this stage of the year, it is, of course, all about provincial football. And there's Northwest sides involved in action this weekend at intermediate and senior level. Flying the flag at intermediate level for the Northwest Counties, Glenullen of Derry are taking on Ballyhays on Saturday in the opening semi-final. Also on Saturday, we do, of course, have Glen of Derry against Niamh Connell of Donegal, the first of the senior games at Healy Park, starting at 5:30, and then at Scotstown against Trulloch in the other semi-final of the Senior Club Championship at the Athletic Grounds in Armagh at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. I've been looking forward to those games with GAA and sports writer with the Gaelic Life, Michael McMullen. So, Michael McMullen of Gaelic Life, we're all set for what will be an intriguing weekend of Ulster Club football, to say the least. Obviously, our focus game here in Highland is the Donegal champions, Niamh Connell, against Glen of Derry, 5:30 on Saturday at Healy Park in Omagh. Full live match commentary here on Highland on Saturday evening. But I suppose, first of all, Michael, from a Donegal point of view, Niamh Connell will know that they got out of jail big time the last day against Gowna, and they'll also know that they'll have to up their performance if they're going to trouble the Glen side.
Yeah, they definitely got out of jail. I watched it, Oisin, and what can you say about Kieran Thompson's block at the end? If Kieran Thompson gives up the ghost and Gowna come out with the ball, it's a completely different game. I couldn't see off camera how the line ball ended up a hot ball, but it changed everything, and it comes back to the sheer refusal to throw in the towel and an unbelievable block. And obviously the rest is history with the drama. I was listening to it, Oisin, from the Celtic Park press box, yourself in commentary. It just sounded unbelievably exciting across the airwaves, and I'm sure it was when you were there.
It was at the end, but from a Glenty's point of view, as we said, they know they got out of jail, but it was probably one of their worst second half performances of the entire championship this year, including Donegal, Michael.
Yeah, I remember seeing the scoreline, the halftime scoreline. I just don't remember it right now, but they were ahead. And was the Leo's goal by that stage had one done? And I remember thinking, there's no way Niamh Connell are going to lose that game. And then I flicked on your coverage later on and hear they were chasing their tail. So I definitely would add up. And was it the day that they beat Unions? They only had one wide. I'm just looking down at my notes here from the Gowna game. They have something like, I think it's seven or eight wides.
Yeah.
It's not really what they do.
Yeah.
So they'll need to polish up on that. Likewise do Glen. Glen had 9 wides, 5 in the first half. And I interviewed Glenn selector Johnny Bradley, who's a fantastic analyst. He does a lot of analysis work for RTE and stuff, and he was chatting about just how economical Niamh Connell were. So both teams are going to have to polish up on the shooting, because it's going to go all the way to the wire this game, I would imagine.
Yeah. Where are Glenn at this year? Because all the talk was it was going to be either a Glenn Kilcoo final or a Glenn Eric Kilcairn final. None of those are going to happen now, but off the big sides, the so-called big sides that were talked about at the start of the championship and who would be progressing through Ulster, there's quite a few of them have fallen away. But are Glenn the defending champions? Are they still the Glenn from what they were from last year that got to that All-Ireland final, Michael?
They haven't fired yet, Oshie. Like, I was of the opinion from watching Kilcoo a couple of times that Kilcoo were the team to beat, and they're gone. I'm wondering now, did Kilcoo peak too early? Because when you're talking about Glenn, Oshin, I've said this, I'm probably like a broken record at this point, but they're an unbelievably good team at peaking for the big day, you know, for the final or the semi-final or the game they see is the big game. They sort of tiptoed through Derry on another day. Slapneil probably should have had them away, a real battle. You know, a dubious enough goal that changed it. They haven't been firing on all cylinders and ended up winning the final comfortably, you know, with Cathal Mulholland getting a vital goal at the start of the second half. But, you know, if they're going to win this All-Ireland, you know, they have a tough path. And I would imagine they're looking at this Niamh Connell game as a real test.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this their biggest game so far for them then?
I think it is. And maybe that's, like, it's the first time they've ever met at any level. For all Glenn's sort of runs through Ulster at under 16 and minor and under 21 level, they've never met each other. And I've only watched Niamh Connell a couple of times. I wouldn't have watched as much as you would have, but they just seem to be a team that never, ever give up. And that's an unbelievable quality to have. Glenn have got a big test here. And the thing I did notice about the first half against Gouna is, like, Oran Doherty wasn't scared to hit a diagonal ball into to Big McGuinness to charge McGuinness in there. So Niamh Connell seem to be more varied than people give them credit for. And, you know, that that battle with Ryan Dugan and charge McGuinness in there is going to be a big one. And Oran Doherty, I thought, was very, very impressive that day against Gouna. Albeit a lot of people are telling me that it was probably the worst day to judge Niamh Connell because it was maybe their worst performance. But yeah. I do feel this is a big, big game for Glenn. I do feel that.
Yeah. Obviously, there's bucket loads of talent in this Niamh Connell team, and they weren't really at the races performance-wise the last day. But the Donegal champions will be quite happy to be seen as underdogs in this, so they will. Let everybody talk about Glenn.
Yeah, and you would imagine that they would absolutely love that. You know, a chance, a team who's been in an All-Ireland final, a team who are the champions of Ulster and have got so much talent in terms of county players and all that there. This is, you know, Niamh Connell would absolutely relish this. You're talking about the midfield battle. Stephen McGrath seems to be comfortable just putting it out long. You know, you have Leo there, winning kickouts. Ethan O'Donnell was in on breaks. You know, they do have, obviously, Kieran Thompson as well. They do have that size. Does it turn into a real midfield scrap? Hopefully it does, because it'll bring a bit of intensity to it.
Yeah, so they'll all be talking about Glenn. I suppose outside of that midfield area, there hasn't been too many scores coming from the front lines of both sides, Michael. So we're not expecting a high scoring end to end flowing game of football here on Sunday, are we?
No, and you're saying that, Oisín, from a Glenn point of view, and it's something I've noticed, you know, even from working in the Derry Post, for 5 or 6 years, collating results, they rarely have a one man who carries the can for them. The strength in Glenn is that, there's been so often they've maybe had 8 or 9 different scorers in any day. That's what makes them very, very difficult to beat. And you chatted there that, you know, a lot of their punch does come from, you know, like a Kieran McFall or even a Ryan Dugan coming from full back attacking. And from watching bits of that Gowna game, like AJ Gallagher was coming forward, pinging passes on a couple of occasions to set up scores. So they do seem quite summer. You know, I would definitely agree with you there.
Yeah, well, you're not expecting a 2-16 to 2-15 game after an hour, are you? It could end up more like a 1-7 to 1-5.
I don't know if it'll be as low scoring that, but it'll be around that parish, you know. But a lot of games are that at this time of the year. There's very few high scoring games, but it's going to be very, very tetchy, and it's one I'm looking forward to because I do believe that the Glen are favourites for Ulster. I do believe that, but I do believe that they're going to face an unbelievable test, and that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to see how they deal with Niamh Connell, because as an outsider from seeing Niamh Connell, you're always intrigued by that team who wins a load of titles in a row. You're always intrigued by a team that refuses to go away. So I'm looking forward to seeing them in the flesh to see, you know, how much can they go at Glen. I'm sure they'll fancy themselves. And even Kevin Casty's column this week in Gaelic Life, he even goes as far as to say that if Glen get out of Omagh on Saturday, they'll 1-0 Ireland. That's how big he sees the game. And he's probably not far away there. It is a huge game.
Yeah, it's a massive game. What about the other semi-final on Sunday? Is it fair to say surprise packages of the Ulster Championship and the way they've progressed out of their own county and in through Ulster? Because, again, it's back to the point I made earlier. The other side of the draw at this stage, everybody a couple of months ago was talking about Kilcoo and Errigal, but it's Monaghan, Scotstown and Trullix, Tyrone. Is that a wee bit unfair to call them surprise packages, Michael?
It's probably maybe unfair to call Trullix a surprise package because I did feel they would beat Cross. But maybe it's back to that old thing where getting out of Tyrone is the hard thing. I did think at one stage, are we going to see maybe like an Errigal or Glen rematch, you know, at some point. From watching them against Cross, like Cross didn't score for the entire second half. I'm starting to wonder if you asked Jody Gormley the question, honestly, Jody, do you just literally go out in the first half and toy with teams to stay there and then pull away in the second half? Because some of the football they played in the second half was unbelievable. You know, James Garrity up front was absolutely brilliant. And Rory Brennan at number six basically ran the game. The other side of it, the Scotstown game, I didn't see it other than the last few seconds. I have to watch it yet. But it probably was a shock, and the fact that I was tipping Kilcoo to win Ulster, so it probably is. But then if you delve through Scotstown's personnel, Oisín, it probably is unfair, and it probably elevates the Ulster Championship and the fact that so many teams will be well capable of winning and would expect to win it, whereas you go into the other provinces and, you know, it's probably, you know the level of competition just isn't there. You know, you're probably looking at Corrifan and Kilmacud probably coming out, you know, comfortable enough. No, maybe not comfortable enough, but you're probably looking at those two teams coming out. Ulster's different. I'm looking forward to that one as well. I think it'll be a great game and 50-50 job, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's going to be another Ulster slugfest, and I would expect it'll be a low-scoring one as well, won't it, Michael?
I don't know. It may be more open, you know, but that's me just watching how Trullix play. Trullix seem to be able to play both ways, but they're exceptionally well-coached. They've good footballers all over the field. Scotstown, I haven't saw them yet, but if you add in Jack McCarron, you know, it gives him something a wee bit different up front, you know, a marquee forward that you kick the ball into. But, you know, like, obviously the Hughes brothers, you know, McCarthy, Ryan O'Toole, Rory Began, like, you know, that you're into half a dozen names there of what they've got. You know, Shane Carey, they're an exceptionally good team. I don't know how that one will go at all. I have a sneaking feeling Glenn will come through. Maybe that's Derry bias, or maybe that's just the fact that champions sometimes find a way to win. The second game, I've absolutely no idea who's going to win it, to be honest.
Well, we'll wait to see how those games progress. That's the senior club championship. The second intermediate semi-final is on Sunday as well. It's Leitrim of Down up against St Patrick's of Armagh. But before that, the first semi-finals at Hayley Park on Saturday, 3:15, and there's also Derry champions involved here. Paddy Bradley's Glen Ullin are taking on Ballyhays against Cavan, or Ballyhays off Cavan, excuse me. I watched them take on Downings in the previous round, and Ballyhays were very, very impressive, and they give Downings a bit of a walloping. But what about Glen Ullin, Michael?
I'm interested to hear you say that, because like Downings were playing Division One football in Donegal. So was it something like, what did they score, 4-15 or something like that? Was it?
Yeah, they racked up a score. You know what it was, Michael? A lot of it was high ball under the defence, that and they couldn't deal with it. So they couldn't. That's how.
Yeah, well, I haven't watched it yet. I have to do a preview, so I've yet to watch it. But you asked me about Glenol there. They have played some really good football themselves. They look like a team who's intent on playing. You know, they've obviously Owen Bradley up top, who's really dangerous. Fergal Close, Ryan McNichol, Neil McNichol, good players as well. They do play quite entertaining football. But the other thing about it is, they've been impossible to put away. They've played in two county finals, Oisín, where they haven't played that great, but they found a way to win, and they were very comfortable against Glenravel. For any of the listeners in who don't know why they've back-to-back intermediates, in Derry there's a league restructure, sorry, a championship restructure, which means there's a promotion freeze. So the past couple of years, nobody's got promoted for winning the championship, hence Glenol are back. They do feel that they didn't get the credit for winning the first one. They use the term of, you know, teams saying they were lucky to win it. So they really wanted to back it up, and they did. From before watching Ballyhays, as we talk now, and from listening to you, it looks as if this is going to be a really, really big challenge for them. But, you know, maybe they are going in as underdogs, and when you have that quality of refusing to give up, it's maybe a bit of a free shot, but it's maybe unfair of me to say that until we get a proper look at Ballyhays. But Glenol have plenty of quality. And a couple of years ago, they lost a relegation game in Derry to Slathmannus, and it went to extra time, but they were nowhere near winning it. Just Slathmannus were far better. And I think, as far as I know, because none of the teams in Derry really wanted to get promoted, the relegation was forgot about. So Glenol really should have been playing junior football.
Right.
That's the way it should have been. Only whatever happened is the old mess that we had in Derry, nobody got promoted or nobody got relegated, so Glenol were back in intermediate. Paddy Bradley came in, and from chatting to a few of the players, Paddy basically told them the way it was. Football became the priority again, and he got everybody playing and got them, you know, a good setup. He would have a, you know, a good management team in around him, and got them believing in themselves, and got them playing with a bit of pride. And obviously, he's a previous one and captain himself, so he's got them into a bit of shape. But this is a big, big ask from what you're saying and from what I've heard. But the one thing about it is that Glenol will go there fully believing to win. And when you've come through a couple of finals where you've had to hang tough, belief's an awful important thing to have.
Yeah. Just finally, on that Derry Championship situation going forward, is it going to be sorted out next year? Is the restructuring going to be implemented? Because there was some questions over it from clubs that were possibly going to go against it, Michael. So has it been put in concrete yet as for next year, the way Derry is going championship-wise?
I don't think it's been rubber-stamped. They did say that it was going, they wanted a 12-team top division, at senior championship, they wanted a 12-team. There was chat that Ballinderry, who lost their relegation playoff, that they wanted to play senior. I did hear, and it's not official, so maybe it's wrong to say it on here, but I did hear that they had made a representation to Ulster to play senior. I heard it was unsuccessful. But the thing about it is, if you look at the official guide, as far as I'm aware, you can play in whatever championship you want. Incidentally, Glenol got relegated at the end of 2015 and opted to play in the senior championship the following year, which meant there were 17 teams, and Derry CCC had to have a preliminary round that year because Glenol opted to play. So I think it comes down to, if a club wants to play, they can, because as far as I'm aware, there's been no bylaw in Derry to change that. I could stand corrected on that one, but as it sits at the minute,
the signs of it could be very much up in the air come next year again. The championship wise, they're just probably going to have to change the black and white and the bylaws and the writing. Anyway, Michael, you have to go do a bit of studying in Ballyhays. So you do.
I do. So
listen, we'll leave you to it. Thanks for joining us, and as always, enjoy the football at the weekend.
Not a problem. See you Saturday, Oisín.
There you go, that's Michael McMullen looking at the action in Ulster. Once again, just to remind you, we will, of course, have Glenn against Niamh Connell live here in Highland. It throws in at 5:30 on Saturday. on the commentary will be Ryan Ferry and Brendan Kilcoyne this weekend. There is a handful of club games taking place in Donegal this weekend. Starts tomorrow night, Friday. Under 21 Hurling Championship on Crana are taking on Burt. There's also prelim quarterfinals at Under 21B with Downings against Buncrana. Glenfinn take on Ardraa. Clonhill play Fan at Gales. Those are on Saturday. Then on Sunday it's Mallon against Milford. And there's also prelims in the C Championship with Nibree Pettigo facing off against Convoy, and Ivora Lower Rosses will play St Michael's. Rugby wise on Saturday, four sides from the northwest are set for action. City of Derry on the road as they go to CIYMS in the Ulster Championship 1. In Championship 2, Letterkenny are taking on Donaghadee. In Championship 3, Strabane also at home against Newry. And then a showing of a home tie on Saturday as well as they play Coleraine in Provincial Regional North. And just finally, athletics-wise, this weekend, after the Nationals last weekend, which of course turned out to be successful for Donegal competitors, locally at Finn Valley on Sunday, the Donegal Senior Relay Cross Country and Juvenile Short Course Cross Country is taking place at Finn Valley on Sunday, with a big turnout expected there once again on the athletics front, which brings the score to an end this evening. Don't forget, if you missed any of the show, it will be available shortly on our website, highlandradio.com. What's left of your Thursday, have a good one. Enjoy. From me, Oisin Kelly, have a very good evening.